This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we're not going to have a debate over the weekend, but we may have a final word on whether or not the President of the United States and his challenger, Joe Biden, are going to actually debate in Miami. The amazing thing is that everybody's saying it's called off because the President doesn't want to do a virtual debate. Apparently, in terms of the town hall setup that they were trying to do in Miami, the Commission on Presidential Debates, they're going forward with the preparations in the assumption that they will eventually reach an agreement and do another, I'm sure, elevating and edifying exchange of ideas. Today is a day when there's a somewhat surprising poll when they asked Americans not who they favor for president, but who do they think is going to win this thing? We will get to that. We will also get to a new study that says Americans are even less likely today than in 2016 to maintain friendships across party lines. Politics is deeply, deeply divisive. There is also a call by Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats to convene a commission to investigate President Trump's alleged psychiatric problems. They don't use the term psychiatric, but that's what they're talking about, and it's pretty obvious. We will get to that as well. And it turns out that those evil white supremacist militia members, crazy radicals who were planning to kidnap and try for treason the governor of Michigan, they don't like Trump either. How do we know? They actually say so. And a new look at the presidential map and the polling up to the moment and much more coming up on the Medved Show. There are also a bunch of new movies out, one an all-star family comedy with Uma Thurman and Robert De Niro and Jane Seymour and Cheech Marin and Christopher Walken and a bunch of stars. And a new series on Disney about the space program. The Right Stuff, very different from the classic movie made in 1983. We'll review all that coming up on the Medved Show. First up, it's a fairly radical thing when people are talking about trying to mobilize Congress in the effort to invoke the 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment was adapted to provide for a situation when a president is incapacitated. The classic case would be if a president's in a coma. What do you do? Because it only provides in the Constitution before the 25th Amendment that if a president's incapacitated, if he can't do his job, well, too bad. You're flat out of luck. Because the vice president only becomes president upon the death of the incumbent. So in the 25th Amendment, they set up a means by which the president could voluntarily turn over his duties for a period of time to his vice president, or the cabinet, working together with the Congress, could make the judgment that the president couldn't handle his duties, so we're going to give it to the vice president. So this was Nancy Pelosi announcing in a press conference this morning, this is clip number one, that she is planning to create a presidential commission, a congressional commission, actually, that would be created by congressional resolution to consider the mental state of the president of the United States. Now, why is she doing this? Is it just a campaign stunt? I don't think this will help Democrats. I think, if anything, this probably helps Trump. But here is the Speaker of the House, number three in line for the presidency. Listen to Nancy Pelosi.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents. Throughout America's history, our leaders have created and strengthened guardrails in the Constitution to ensure stability and continuity of government in times of crisis. The 25th Amendment creates a path for preserving stability if a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office and transfers his powers. Specifically, Section 4 of the amendment empowers Congress to set up an independent body to confront such a crisis. Congress has a constitutional duty to lay out the process by which a president is, president's incapacity and the president of any party is determined. This bill honors the duty by creating a standing commission of top former executive officials and medical experts selected in a bipartisan, bicameral way. A president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts.
Okay, it's a terrible idea, of course, and it is ridiculous at this point. It's going to go nowhere. The idea of having a standing commission that you were appointing someone, and there are people out there that say, well, wait a minute, wait. With Joe Biden very possibly the next president of the United States, at least that standing commission would have to look at a point where he's so completely senile that he's unable to discharge his duties. Let us hope that there never is that point for any president of the United States. But I'm not sure why she's doing this right now. And certainly the 25th Amendment, when you read the amendment, there is nothing about it that suggests that there should be a standing commission. So putting up a standing commission like this is, seems to me, a very dubious initiative. And Nancy Pelosi goes on. She was asked by Manu Raju of CNN if Trump right now already meets the threshold of invoking the 25th Amendment and taking away his powers as president. Here's her response.
On a medical decision, again, with the full involvement of the Vice President of the United States, he or she may be at the time.
Would you concede then that the President has not met the threshold for invoking the 25th Amendment?
Well, I don't understand the question.
Well, would you concede that the President has not met the threshold for invoking the 25th Amendment?
That's not for us to decide.
Okay. Again, she wants to set up this standing body. The question is, who would appoint the standing body? Because the 25th Amendment clearly does not want to set up a process where it's an alternative to impeachment. In other words, if the legislative branch wants to get rid of the president, then they go ahead and invoke this 25th Amendment and his incapacity. Part of what all of this is a response to is President Trump began the day yesterday with a very controversial interview. And he just did 2 hours with Rush Limbaugh, where I did not hear it, but apparently the president did very well. And, of course, Rush is a great person to talk to, and I'm sure asked great questions. And I'm sure he didn't look at all like 25th Amendment stuff. But when you look at the session he had yesterday with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, well, here's the way they covered it in the New York Times. And when you listen to the interview, this is not totally unfair. The Times says on the front page, President Trump berated his own cabinet on Thursday, that's yesterday, for not prosecuting or implicating his political enemies, lashing out amid a cascade of daunting poll numbers, and about with the coronavirus that has locked him in the White House just weeks before the election. In his first extended public comments since learning he had the virus last week, Mr. Trump vaulted participating in the next debate with the Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. And why did he attack the Attorney General, William Barr, and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and the FBI Director? Will get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President of the United States speaking yesterday on TV, and he's been a bit frustrated. He wanted to do rallies this weekend in Florida and in Pennsylvania, two of the most crucial swing states out there, both of which have very close races, particularly Florida, where there are actually some polls that show President Trump and Joe Biden literally tied. Pennsylvania, Biden has something of a lead. But what the president was saying yesterday was, well, first of all, he called Kamala Harris both a monster and a communist. He called her a communist several times. As she was asked to respond, she said she wasn't going to dignify it with a response, which I think is a good and appropriate response. Kamala Harris is not a communist. She is not even one of those members of the Senate who identifies as a democratic socialist. There's only one of those in the Senate, that's Bernie Sanders. But I say you can say she supports all kinds of socialist measures. But in any event, the president attacked William Barr, the attorney general, who has been so loyal to him. He said Bill Barr is going to go down in history as a very sad, sad situation if he fails to indict Democrats like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And he also complained that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had not released Hillary Clinton's emails, saying, I'm not happy about him for that reason. He's not happy about his Secretary of State, who I think has been arguably, along with his Secretary of Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, the most capable of his cabinet members. And he also targeted Christopher Wray, the FBI director, saying he's been disappointing. And here's a direct quote. The president said, unless Bill Barr indicts these people for crimes, meaning Clinton and Biden and Obama, the greatest political crime in the history of our country, then we're going to get little satisfaction unless I win. And we'll just have to go because I won't forget it. Mr. Trump said during his telephone interview on Fox Business, these people should be indicted. This was the greatest political crime in the history of our country, and that includes Obama, and it includes Biden. Would this come up in a debate, either a virtual debate? I'm not sure if he knows what kind of indictment he wants to get. But the president is clearly angry. He is clearly troubled. He is clearly not happy with the current situation. And he's often argued, the New York Times reports, that his political antagonist should be prosecuted. But in this case, he went further by indicating that he had directly pressured the Attorney General, Bill Barr, to indict without waiting for more evidence. Quote, he's got all the information he needs, the president said. They want to get more, 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 more. They keep getting more. I said, you don't need any more. As for his opponents, he said Mr. Biden wouldn't be president for 2 months because he's not mentally capable. And then he would have Kamala Harris take over the presidency. And President Trump said, she's a communist. We're going to have a communist as our president. A few hours later, he reposted Twitter messages claiming that Speaker Nancy Pelosi might be orchestrating a coup against him. And I think that's the way he referred to Nancy Pelosi's bad idea to set up a permanent congressional commission that would try to examine the mental health of future presidents. And what's difficult about all of this is there's an election going on. And I am not sure that talking about trying to put Hillary and Barack Obama in jail is a way to appeal to people in the center that President Trump very, very much needs if he actually wants to win the election. And it all goes to a much deeper problem. I don't know if you remember Fiona Hill. She was the deputy national security advisor in the Trump administration. She's one of those people who testified in impeachment. She had a fairly elegant British accent during her testimony. She's written a piece about the biggest risk to this election, and she says the biggest risk in this election is not Russia, and it's not China, it's not foreign interference. Here's what she writes, and I think it's profound, I think it's important, actually. Fiona Hill writes, Russian operatives did not invent our crude tribal politics. They invented internet personae to whip them up. American politicians reduced the country to red and blue states. Russian operatives purchased online ads to target voters on both sides of the domestic divide. I stressed in one side meeting of the National Security Council that the Russian security services had taken things to a new level of dirty tricks. Their hack and release of the Democratic National Committee's emails and efforts to penetrate Hillary Clinton's emails were especially damaging. With an arch of the eyebrow, the Russian interlocutor pointed out that no Russian persuaded Mrs. Clinton to use a private server. She and the Democratic National Committee made themselves vulnerable to hackers by not taking proper precautions. He reminded me that it was the FBI that reopened the investigation of Mrs. Clinton's emails just before the election because they were on Anthony Weiner's computer when he was arrested. We didn't invent Anthony Weiner, the Russian agent retorted. He brushed off my further protests. Moscow, like everyone else, expected Mrs. Clinton to win in 2016. Russian operatives wanted to weaken her, but they were surprised and delighted when she lost. They were even more delighted when many Americans exaggerated their role in the outcome. Some of my own foreign policy colleagues suggested the Russians had changed opinions on a mass scale, as well as affected votes at the margins. American politicians and commentators declared President Trump illegitimate. They said Vladimir Putin elected him. Truth is, the idea that Russia determined the election is far overstated. It would never have resonated so loudly within our deep polarization and our structural issues, including the vast discrepancy between the popular vote in favor of Mrs. Clinton and the narrow electoral college win by Mr. Trump. By overplaying Russia's ability to influence the vote, American politicians and pundits conceded victory to Russia and its intelligence agencies. Instead, we should have focused on fixing our own faults. So how do we fix that fault? There are ways. We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding where there's massive bipartisan support.
The Louisiana congressman speaking there on Fox News. Hurricane Delta is on track to make landfall in Louisiana today. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect.
Just get ready. Hope for the best. Hunker down. That's all you can do. We've lucked out twice this year, so, you know.
The hurricane could make landfall as a Category 3 storm. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Michael Medved show. One of the characteristics that that people prefer Donald Trump on to Joe Biden, and there's a very interesting new Gallup poll that asks about how people respond to their personal characteristics, and overwhelmingly, people find Joe Biden more likable, but they find Donald Trump a stronger, more decisive leader. And Joe Biden is making problems for himself regarding that perception by continually doing exactly what his running mate did in the debate with Mike Pence, what Senator Harris did, which is dodging this question about the Supreme Court and about adding seats to the Supreme Court, court packing. As I mentioned yesterday, I thought that Senator Harris was very much on the defensive on both fracking and packing. And here he is asked once again about whether he is willing to give a straight answer as to whether he wants to change, you don't have to change the Constitution, but change the statute law to allow a president to appoint a bunch of new members to the Supreme Court, two or three, maybe even five. Here is what Joe Biden had to say. Number three.
Don't know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now, look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
Okay, this doesn't work. When Richard Nixon was running for president in 1968, I mean, the biggest question is, what are you going to do about the Vietnam War? because the war was dragging on. In February of 1968, we have the Tet Offensive, which actually was a big disaster for the North Vietnamese, but it was perceived as a big setback for America at the time, and the media coverage was extraordinarily negative. In any event, the biggest question for any candidate for president, Richard Nixon won that election, was what are you going to do about the war? And he said, I have a secret plan to end the war. And the press would say, well, can you tell us about your secret plan? No, because then it wouldn't be secret anymore. I have a secret plan. It will end the war. Okay, he got elected, but that was 1968. In the era of daily interaction with the press, of a 24-hour-a-day news cycle, Biden has to say something. And the smart thing for him to say, and I was thinking about this, I understand he doesn't want to commit himself. He doesn't want to offend the left or open up a division in the Democratic Party by saying, no, I will not allow court packing. And at the same time, he doesn't want to say, yeah, I'm in favor of court packing, when there are people in the center whose votes he needs will be very offended by that, because it's a terrible idea. But what he could do is talk about this outstanding idea that was put forward. We talked about at some length on this show by a legal scholar named Stephen Calabresi, whose uncle was dean of Yale Law School, Guido Calabresi, who I remember well. And Stephen Calabresi, who teaches at Yale, came up with this great idea, which is establishing terms for Supreme Court justices. So it's not a lifetime appointment. And the terms would be 18 years. So you get a good long time to stay on the court. But part of what that would do would be to guarantee that every president gets the ability to appoint a justice. And in this regard, Joe Biden should take comfort in the fact that if he is elected, he'll have a judicial appointment. Stephen Breyer is almost 83, who is one of the liberals on the court who was appointed by President Clinton. And he's ended up being a somewhat moderate justice. But the next president will have the chance to appoint a successor to Justice Breyer, who's had a very serious health problems, and I think he wants to wait out the Trump administration before resigning. It's also said repeatedly that Clarence Thomas wants to get off the court. He's in his mid-70s, early 70s, actually, but he's younger than Biden. But if Clarence Thomas, who's, I think, next to Breyer, the oldest justice there, decided to retire, even if you don't put on these set terms that would guarantee every president, because they'd be staggered, the terms, would guarantee every president the opportunity to appoint a justice to the Supreme Court, and it would set up a system where no president appointed more than three. President Trump is about to complete his third appointment to the court, all of them excellent, by the way. And by the way, somebody who's not a candidate for the Supreme Court, Jamie Harrison, he's the chairman of the Democratic Party in South Carolina. He is the candidate who's running a surprisingly close race. He's tied, according to most of the polls, with Lindsey Graham down in South Carolina. And he was asked in a recent interview about his own idea about adding Supreme Court justices. This is clip number four. And here's what he said. It's very strange.
You said you're not thinking of going past nine at this time. Is that something that you think could possibly...
Again, the same way I feel with a filibuster. There are ramifications for what you do when you open up Pandora's box. And so, you know, I don't want to change the filibuster. I don't believe that we should change the Supreme Court at this point in time. And so I don't want to open that Pandora's box. Now, let me say, if folks are starting to say, well, you know, Plessy versus Ferguson needs to be established law again. Well, let me tell you, as a black man who grew up in South, I ain't going to let that happen. right? So let's be clear about that. I don't look good in chains, so I'm not going back to that. And not that I think we would ever go back to that. I'm being a little foolish here in terms of saying this.
He's not only being foolish, he's being, I'm sorry to say, somewhat ignorant. Plessy versus Ferguson was a case about segregation on rail cars, and where the court decided that separate but equal is still equal. In other words, that the 14th Amendment didn't make it impossible to have segregation. You could have legal segregation. It was overturned in 1954 with the Brown versus School Board case that ended school segregation. And Plessy versus Ferguson had nothing to do with slavery or chains. And just a strange answer, but you got to be reassured that even a liberal and a black liberal like Jamie Harrison says he's opposed to adding Supreme Court justices. Why can't Joe Biden say that without the reference to Plessy versus Ferguson? Nobody is claiming we should resegregate our rail cars or even our airplanes if any of our transportation system ever gets back to working normally. There's more, and one of the attacks on President Trump recently has been based on him allegedly inciting this plot by these Michigan extremists to kidnap Governor Whitmer of Michigan and to put her on trial for treason and to take over the state government. Okay, it turns out that some of the leaders of that plot have spoken out about Trump. You might be surprised at what they say. We will get to that and more on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. It looks like another good day for the stock market. The Dow about to close at over 28,500, up 129 points today. And of course, when investments are doing well, and they don't always, sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down, but there is one source of investing in high-tech startups that has done incredibly well for lots of people. And particularly that's true when people have chosen to invest in high-tech startups in Startup Nation, as it's called, the Nation of Israel. And my brother's company, which is called Our Crowd, and wants to just give you some information about that. And there's no pressure here. Nobody's going to try to sell you on anything. It's just giving you information about the revolution that's going on in the Middle East. You've heard about the peace agreements that Israel has secured. They're working on more with other countries in the Middle East. And partially it's to benefit from this kind of development of the high-tech sector of the economy. Check it out for free. You can get information sent to you with no follow-up, no pressure. Just go to our crowd banner at michaelmedved.com. Go to michaelmedved.com and go to the banner for Our Crowd. Okay, yesterday there was this crackpot but very dangerous plot against the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Now, I'm not a big Gretchen Whitmer fan by any stretch of the imagination. But the idea that you're going to try to kidnap a sitting governor from the vacation home that she shares with her husband and children, I mean, it's completely nuts and completely absurd. And Governor Whitmer made these comments. This is clip 8, Jeremy, where she talked after the FBI and the statewide state troopers and the state attorney general, Dina Nessel, after these folks had all come forward with the details of the plot, Governor Whitmer made these comments yesterday. Listen.
Seeing the humanity in one another and doing our part to help our country get through this. Instead, our head of state has spent the past 7 months denying science, ignoring his own health experts, stoking distrust, fomenting anger, and giving comfort to those who spread fear and hatred and division. Just last week, the President of the United States stood before the American people and refused to condemn white supremacists and hate groups like these two Michigan militia groups. Stand back and stand by, he told them. Stand back and stand by. Hate groups heard the president's words not as a rebuke, but as a rallying cry, as a call to action. When our leaders speak, their words matter. They carry weight. When our leaders meet with, encourage, or fraternize with domestic terrorists, they legitimize their actions, and they are complicit. When they stoke and contribute to hate speech, they are complicit.
Okay, her indictment of President Trump, who she doesn't mention by name, is clearly off base. Though, again, President Trump brings this stuff on himself. You may remember that some months ago there were protests where there were a group of armed people that included at least allies, if not some of the individuals who are indicted now for this plot. They were people who stormed the state capitol at Lansing, Michigan, and then the president did tweet out in all capital letters, "Liberate Michigan!" exclamation point, rather than attempting to support a local governor who's trying to deal with the pandemic. It was a foolish thing to do. In fact, it was a extremely dubious thing to do. But it doesn't justify her trying to link the president who, what was so famous about his role in the debate is he refused to denounce the Proud Boys. And the Proud Boys have never been accused of anything like this. I'm not a fan of the Proud Boys, but they are not involved with kidnapping public office holders or talking about it or planning to blow up bridges as the people in this plot were. And it's wrong to smear everybody with the same brush. And as a matter of fact, the alleged ringleader of the Michigan militia group used to make web videos ranting against the government. And in one of them, he said very much that Trump was a tyrant and he is not your friend. It's probably important to note that. The guy's name is Brandon Caserta. And here's what he said long before his arrest. Listen, clip 9.
Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
Okay, and of course that includes particularly police officers. This shows you where the left, extreme left, and the extreme right come together. The anarchist left and frankly the neo-Nazi right. Anyone who works for government is your enemy. Now, President Trump responded by Twitter, of course, to Governor Whitmer. And it just shows you, I think, what's wrong with our country right now, and what's wrong with our politics, and what's wrong with our leadership. Because yesterday I praised all of the local Republicans in Michigan, and all of them, the Speaker of the Michigan House, the leader of the Republicans in the Michigan Senate, a local congressman who's been very much opposed to Governor Whitmer, they all rallied to her defense. I mean, after all, here had been a plot against her, a plot basically to take her life, to hold her hostage. And that, by the way, was the initial plot against Abraham Lincoln, was to kidnap him and hold him as a hostage. And it only developed later that Booth had the idea to kill him. And here's the way that President Trump responded right after Whitmer's press conference on Twitter. The President of the United States tweeted, "Governor Whitmer of Michigan has done a terrible job." Right tone, right after a bunch of right-wingers, crazies, who have been indicted wanting to kidnap her. President writes, "Governor Whitmer of Michigan has done a terrible job. She locked down her state for everyone, except her husband's boating activities. The federal government provided tremendous help to see the great people of Michigan. My Justice Department and federal law enforcement, my Justice Department? How about our, at least? My Justice Department and federal law enforcement announced today that they foiled a dangerous plot against the governor of Michigan. Rather than say thank you, she calls me a white supremacist." She didn't exactly call him a white supremacist. She said that he refused to disown white supremacists. And it's true that many times the president has denounced white supremacy. But the problem is, on a debate stage with 70 million people watching, he had opportunity to do it again, and he didn't, which is a mistake. Is this all part of some gigantic conspiracy? There are several reports now of very strange conspiracy theories about President Trump and his illness. Is the whole thing a sham? Is it a fake? Did he really have coronavirus? Yes, of course he did. But so why are people believing this crapola right now? Well, they believe all sorts of different crapola. There's a headline that says, "Conspiracy theorists think Trump is an immortal alien." That explains it. And he got COVID as a cover to shapeshift. He does sound a little different, doesn't he? Maybe look a little different. And what is that lump in his suit? Is that an oxygen tank? We will get to the conspiracy theories about the president. Also, the idea that the majority, there's a clear majority, big majority of Americans, believe President Trump is going to win. Ignore the polls, the American people believe. This president is going to win again. Why do they believe that? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.